Good afternoon, everyone. It is May 6, 2022. It's Friday. I hope you guys had an awesome week. I hope you guys have an even awesome weekend. Okay, today I'm talking about living our lives by example. You know, we have to lead by example, but we also have to live our lives by example, because it's people out here who will tell you how to live, who would tell you certain things, and they don't live it in their life, period. Like, God's been dealing with me hard about a lot of things in my life, and it's because God, you know, he called me. I have a calling on my life. God chose to use me to be an example and to be evidence as well. So he deals with me a little harder than he may the next person, and I've accepted that because I accepted the calling on my life. So I appreciate the pruning that he does in my life. I appreciate the lessons that he teach me. I appreciate everything because it's making me a better person. And I want to talk about living life by example. Celibacy, it was easy for me to go into celibacy. It was not hard. It was easy for me to leave alcohol alone. It was easy for me to get my hair and my nails done on pause for a while, because he's also teaching me how to manage money as well. I have one habit that I have not been able, I don't do drugs. The most I've ever did, I've smoked weed before, and I haven't smoked weed since last year. But the one thing he has been dealing with me with was, letting go of, cigarettes. And this is something that I do not publicly share with the general public. Nobody, only people who know I smoke is people who are very close to me. You know, it's an embarrassing, it's a disgusting habit. I don't like it. You know, he came to me in February and told me that it was time for me to stop smoking. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm ready to stop smoking. So I attempted to stop many times over the past couple of months. But when I did go on that fast, I fast for 2 days, one period, and I fast for another 2 days after that. That mean I didn't have, my intake was nothing but water. I didn't smoke. I didn't eat. Only thing I had was water for 2 days on those two occasions. And my body went through a purge. And I believe my body had purged during those times because I believe my body released a lot of toxins that was in a way that needed to be released. So I don't know how much money I've wasted since February trying to stop smoking. Like, literally, I would give cigarettes away. I would throw them out the window. I would pour water in my cigarette boxes. I would break them up. Like, I was doing some of everything. Like, really, like, I've really been trying to stop smoking. And God knows my heart. Like, I'm trying to stop smoking. And the thing is, I want to stop smoking cold turkey. I don't want to use an NRT, which is a nicotine replacement therapy. I don't want to go from nicotine to nicotine. When I put the cigarette down, I just want to end it there. I don't want to use a patch. I don't want to use gum. I don't want to vape. I just want to stop smoking altogether, because smoking was never a part of me. Like, I've always hated the smell of smoke. I hate the taste of cigarettes, but I allow my mind to tell me that it's a coping mechanism for things that is, like, kind of difficult for me to deal with, I guess you could say, or whatever. And the only reason why I started smoking is because it was a coping mechanism for me back when I was going through that abusive relationship. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't a teen smoker. I wasn't pressured into smoking. You know, I was just sitting there one day and I puffed a cigarette and it had a little minty, like, taste of something in my mouth. And one day, and I hate that, and I hate like hell the day that I lit that cigarette up. Like, I really do. And this is something I have never been, I don't talk about this openly. Like, people will not know I smoke unless they see me light up a cigarette, or unless they be around me long enough to know that I smoke. Like, this is something that I've hidden from the general public. Like, I don't even like to be seen smoking. I would not really smoke in public. Like, seriously, I wouldn't. But yeah, I'm talking about us living our lives by example. I mean, we lead by example by living our lives by example. Thank you. Okay, so like I said, God has been dealing with me on, you know, stepping away from cigarettes, leaving cigarettes alone. You know, I have to understand, and God has been showing me that my health and my energy has to be in its most healthy, on its most healthiest level for me to carry my journey out. And, you know, cigarettes is not healthy for me, so of course I have to stop smoking. And of course, God has been dealing with me a little harder than, you know, than he would deal with some other people. You know, and I'm going to keep on saying, you know, the harder your path is, the higher your calling. You know, just accept it. Just get through the process. Like the past couple of weeks, I'm not going to lie, I had been a little frustrated because I be expecting God's presence every day, even though I know he's with me every day, but I be expecting his presence every day. So I was just riding in the car yesterday, and I started listening to my gospel music, which I hadn't been doing, which is my worship, actually. I hadn't been listening to my gospel music lately. So I actually had put it on, and I would, you know, and I had this song by Tasha Cobbs on my list, and it's called Never Gave Up. And I mean, like, I felt his presence at that moment when I was listening to that song, because I started to tear up because what she was speaking is exactly what I needed to hear from him at that time, because I was beating myself up so much because I hadn't stopped smoking since he came to me, since God had told me about it in February. I was beating myself up so much because I hadn't successfully stopped yet. And like yesterday, it was just like he was confirming, like, he, you know, I'm still here. I haven't given up on you. And, you know, and I had my spiritual sister also was telling me, you know, it's going to take time. It's going to take. And I understand that now, you know, but I'm on the countdown now. So I have 4 more days left before I start, before I cut out cigarettes completely. So, you know, it gets hard sometimes. It gets hard sometimes, but you have to have like someone who's spiritual, someone who understands exactly what you're going through. I have like two people like really who understands, you know, like really understands the path, the process, God, you know, the callings on my lives. You know, it's not too many people who understand, you know, who understand when I come to them and say something. But it's two people that I do talk to about it. But like I said, you know, I felt his presence through that song. You know, God will speak to us through music. He will speak to us through the TV. I mean, anyway, you know, you just have to pay attention. You have to allow your spirit to be sensitive to receive what he's trying to get to you. And I needed that message yesterday. I truly did, because I had started, you know, I was keeping an upbeat spirit, but at the same time, you know, you can have those conflicting feelings at the same time. Like, you keeping yourself upbeat, you keeping yourself happy, you keeping yourself motivated, but at the same time, you can still feel like something don't feel right. Like, there's a fear, you don't feel, you sometimes, you know, at times I felt like I had missed the mark with that, but he's letting me know that I didn't, because God knows my heart, and he knows that I have been trying to stop smoking. It just hasn't been an easy task for me. And a couple of times, I don't know if it was like February or March, like I'm gonna say it was about March, you know, I kind of felt compelled to talk about my smoking situation, but I declined to speak about it because I was still kind of closed off in that area with it. So this is like really my first time like coming out publicly and saying, yeah, I have, that's an addiction. It's a terrible addiction, and I can't wait until I'm done smoking. Like, seriously, you know, God is using me in so many ways that, you know, I mean, I accept it. I receive it because I have been through a lot of my life. I have experienced a lot of my life. My life experiences is what brought me to this point. Like, God knew the choice. God knew what my life, he knew what my path was going to be like. He knew the choices that I was going to make. So he knew that he was going to be able to use me. You know, when you know you've been through some stuff, you know, you have to allow God to use you, because it's for his glory. And I promise you will live a better life. and I'm working towards that now. So I don't mind sharing my personal journey and the processes that I'm going through with you guys, because hopefully it's motivating somebody else to start taking those steps towards living your dream, going after your vision. You know, pay attention to God, because he's going to lead you to wherever you need to go. You know, I'm happy to be here at this point, you know, and I'm glad that I finally been able to share this publicly with you guys, because this is something that I have been holding in. Like, I will not share publicly, but I have now. So it is Friday. I hope you guys have an awesome week. To all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. I hope your Sunday is very blessed. And I will talk to you guys next Friday.